The next question will go to Amy Johnson. Amy, you're up.
Thank you, Charles. Hi, Joel.
Hi, Amy.
A question for you on some of your younger players. Yes, Jesse Ylönen and Arsene Kisimuthanov were two of the most recent who joined camp because of quarantining. So now that they've had a couple of days, what are your first thoughts on seeing them in practice?
Well, first of all, I mean, everybody that comes to, you know, North America from Europe or is a young guy or first guy, I mean, he's excited. And, you know, so all of them, both of them are excited to be on the ice. Quarantine when you're 20, 21 years old is not the best thing to be 2 weeks in your hotel room. So they're excited to be on the ice. Obviously, a little jittery, a little nervous. Arsene, it's pretty cool. Just because, you know, to see him with us, and he doesn't really speak English. So for us to work with him, and it's a good positive challenge because he seems to be figuring out what's going on. We're all impressed how he gets it. You know, he figures out the drill quick. It doesn't seem so lost. And for Ylönen, again, he played against this year. So that's he's one of the lucky ones that got to play before Christmas. He's a young guy, though. You have to remember, it's his first year in North America. So, you know, they try hard. You know, obviously, it's going to be an adaptation. But, you know, we're excited to work with them like everybody else.
Does Arsene, you mentioned Arsene's difficulty with the language barrier. Does he have a translator handy or anything like that? Or is he kind of just working his way through it?
Well, Demchenko seems to be speaking English and understanding a little better. But you know what? Daniel Jakob, you know, his wife is from Serbia. He played in Serbia, was actually a captain. And he knows a little bit of Russian. So he speaks with him a couple of times. But at the end of the day, we got to take the board. We got to take the time. But he's played with men the last few years. So obviously, he's a little older. He's not a 19-year-old coming. He seems to be, you know, settling nicely for guys that, you know, obviously there's a language barrier. We'll take our time with him, but when the puck dropped, to be honest, he's there, he's ready. He's got some tools and, we're going to let him, you know, acclimate it. It's the reality of the situation this year.
Excellent. Just lastly, with the official announcement that the schedule for the Canadian division won't be out quite yet, has the AHL given you any indication yet when you might get a schedule, or is it still up in the air?
No, we don't have anything. Obviously, they got to figure out the building and the reality of, you know, NHL schedule mixing with AHL schedule, but we're not expecting to be much longer before we have an answer. So I mean, there's no drama from our side or concern or worried. We knew it was going to happen when the Canadian team joined, you know, our division, and we understand the reality. Like we talked about yesterday, we need to have our young guys playing and ready to go. So it's our job to work with them. And my feeling is we'll have an answer pretty shortly.
Excellent. Thanks, Joel.
Thank you.